My first guest this evening recently won the Best Tech Business 2023 award at the Kerry Startup Challenge at Munster Technological University, Kerry. Tap to Tip, or Tap to Donate, is a revolution in collecting contactless card payments for a business or a charity. And its associate founder is Gary Murphy, and he joins me now. Gary, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Mary.
First of all, I suppose massive congratulations at the recent Kerry Startup Challenge at the MTU in Kerry. You won the Best Tech Business. Before we chat about that and about New Frontiers, will you talk to us about the business?
Yeah, we're in 12 months now, nearly in fruition, getting the business started. The company name is JGG Enterprise is limited. We're trading as tap to tip/tap to donate. We have two concepts really within the business. The tap to tip side of things is more focused towards the hospitality industry and service industry. So basically, since December this year, the new law passed by the government there, all staff have to receive the full amount of the tips. And I suppose that's becoming a small bit of a burden for the businesses in regards to the tax compliance and stuff there. So our unit there gives full transparency to staff members and to the customers like ourselves when we go in. Basically, the staff are getting the full amount in the tip. We developed a unit there ourselves. As I said, it's just 12 months in fruition. And with the unit, you can just go along and tip whatever amount you liked for the staff members. We built a back office then where a member management would put in their roster, and the money is divided out to the staff then with the amount of hours, the days and stuff they work like. So it's full transparency there for every member of the staff to access there to and stuff, so they can see the money in real time coming in as well. The other side of the business then, when we started at Tap to Tip, and we realised then we hit a second section in the business, the Tap to Donate charities were coming to us. And recently enough, we did the first campaign for UNICEF Ireland in Dundrum Shopping Centre for the Syria Turkey campaign. It was our first contactless transaction campaign, so that accepted no cash completely. And the feedback we got from that was very positive altogether. Number one, they could see a full live transactions of all the money being collected. Also as well, it gave security to volunteers that didn't have to be carrying large sums of money after the collection, as well as that full transparency for the members of the public, what has been collected. This is a full detailed report in our back office as well for them there. So we're delighted with that. And since that, we've got good traction from other charity members who've been coming on to us to do their campaigns there. So, and we're very, very happy with that as well.
Yeah, because even just on the side of charities, I mean, people don't tend to carry cash as much, really. So if someone is doing maybe a bucket collection, they're losing out, I suppose, if they don't have that option to tip.
That's right. Yeah, just recently enough, there, survey done there by Central Bank, nearly 75% of our transactions are cashless at the moment within Ireland, like, though, and it just seems to be growing every single day. Like, we just don't carry cash like anymore. So, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, like, the charities will probably suffer most in that regard, because their bucket collection days were seen to be way down. And as well, I suppose, getting volunteers is hard enough at the moment. When volunteers don't have to count the cash, some feel awkward carrying large sums. That's all taken away from them.
And just going back, say, to the tipping side of it then, as you mentioned, you know, those new regulations came in December, so it was a bit of a headache for businesses trying to deal with that side of thing, and they didn't want to be ending up with tax implications and things like that. So, as you say, it's making it easier on the employer. They literally just put the roster in, but also for the staff members, if people didn't want to tap on their card with the bill or if they didn't have cash, it meant the staff members who were working weren't getting a nice size tip. So with this, it's easier for a customer to tip, and they're probably more likely to.
And that's it. Like, where I came up with the idea was, as I was in Galway myself at a business meeting there 12 months ago, and I was inside in a prominent enough hotel with two lads in the meeting, and we had a very good waitress, and we felt desperate after. We asked her, could we give a tip to her? She said, no, the hotel doesn't accept any tips on their physical merchant card transaction. So it was probably 15-20 euro she lost out there with us, and that was only one table that night. So definitely it would shed it out. Staff were losing out, and if we come across Kerry, even there, you'll be going into restaurants and cafes and stuff, and the amount of them, they don't accept it no more on their credit card machines, and like, staff members are definitely losing out, and a vital source of income, I suppose, with the cost of living, everything going up, every small week counts. It could be 50-100 euros a week there they could be losing out. Like, hopefully, as I said, our solution will solve all that for them.
Talk to us then about developing the business. You've just been doing the New Frontiers Phase 2 programme at the Tom Crean Centre. So I suppose maybe how has that helped you to develop the business?
Well, I suppose as a person, as an entrepreneur, I'm 18 years self-employed. It was my first real time going back into education again, and it was an eye-opener how things have changed and stuff. The last 6 months have been absolutely brilliant in that regards, because, as I said, we've been upskilled the whole time with the different courses that are given in the New Frontiers programme. Also, as well, I suppose, you're with 11 other startup businesses, and you learn from off each other, you feed off each other. Like you'd be saying, I didn't realise that's available, or the X, Y, Z. You're constantly learning off each other. I would highly recommend it to anyone that's thinking of starting out in the business. The nuggets of information you get within the course itself, and within also other members with yourself, and you build up a relationship with them, and you're helping each other, which is a great thing, like, because you get a great source of enjoyment and probably fruition. Even if you help a fellow business starting up there, if you've given an hour or two to them in regards, you could see where they were struggling maybe, and vice versa as well. Like, there was people within the program as well, they gave me great help, and I couldn't recommend it highly. Like, and as I said, anyone that's out there that's self-employed and stuff and have a business idea and not too sure about it, I definitely think they would go towards the new frontiers.
Would you have found then that it kind of maybe sped up the process of developing the business?
Yeah, without a doubt, like, because as I said, you get mentors on it as well, like, and we're very lucky with an excellent member, like, and we also launched a company there the last month in the UK side of things, Tap to Tip Limited in the UK, and our mentor Joe Boggan there, he actually specialises in companies in the UK, so with six sessions with him, and without his help, like, there's small things that you never realise about setting up in the UK and stuff, and everything. He definitely helped us in that regard. So look, we couldn't have been where we are, or else we'd be paying for advice. But he was brilliant. There's also help there, any advisory stuff. If you go to Emily there, the New Frontiers manager, they would do their level best to get somebody to advise you if you're having an issue, like in regards to certain things. There were some excellent people like John Gannon there locally as well. He was in the program. He was absolutely brilliant as well, giving advice, like, though. It is excellent, like, in fairness, the electoral programme is structured like that.
Mm-hmm. So you've launched into the UK now, so I suppose, yeah, what's the plan then? Are you going to try and build up in both Ireland and the UK?
We are, because, yeah, the reason we've launched into the UK, we had a couple of pricing contracts came on us, so we had to have launched in the UK. So we just recently have priced certain projects here, a business there with over 100 different outlets, like that. So there's another one as well we're pricing at the moment. So we had to launch there to price in the market, so, and the traction has been quite good. Like, it gives you a boost the whole time when you, as we said, when you see people ringing your email and you're looking for the product, like that. So we daily get emails and stuff coming in. That's been absolutely brilliant, like that. And a lot of the help has come from the New Frontiers as well, like, in regards to marketing side of things and every single thing there.
And would there be competition, say, in the likes of the UK of similar kind of products?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I mean, competitor would be in the UK, Tipjar. But, like, as you said, looking into it, and we did our market research on it, like, there's plenty of room in the market, mm-hmm, for everyone. Like, the traction we've got in a minimum amount of time there has been absolutely brilliant, like, though.
I mentioned at the start there, recently the MTU held their Kerry Startup Challenge, yeah, and Tap to Tip, Tap to Donate was named Best Tech Business. So a nice little coup for you.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. It gives you a boost, like, the hard work and the hours you put in, a reward, like an award like that, is, it just drives you on to further succeed and stuff. And also, as well, I suppose you can never underestimate the value of it, like, you know, the promotion and marketing you can get out of it, like, you know, in regards to people are just taking more notice of it. Even within the last 2 weeks there, we reckon with the feedback we've got from it, like, you know, businesses and charities coming on us has been twofold, so we're delighted with that, like, though.
And looking ahead then, maybe if you said, yeah, 5 years time, where, yeah, at that point ideally would you like to see the business?
Within the New Frontiers programme, again, you have to do a 5-year business plan. It's all incorporated into, and I suppose, look, we'd hope to, through help with Enterprise Ireland and stuff there, we'd hope to obviously go launch into UK. We'd hope the US market and the Canadian market, like, we have actually got traction inquiries from there, like, but it's a step too far for us at the moment, because, as you said, we want to take one step at a time, and with Ireland and UK, we feel we have to just concentrate on that at the moment, like, as I said there, we've got traction there already from Airbnbs and stuff have been on to us in US and Canada, like, we're hoping to maybe within 2 years to get into the US and Canada market, like, and further develop throughout the world, like, that's what we hope to do. And with the help of Enterprise Ireland and stuff, Leo as well within Kerry here, they've been very helpful, and with the New Frontiers programme there, again, I suppose we got a great insight about what's available through Enterprise Ireland and stuff there, so it gives you a great source to drive on, and it's achievable, and there's help out there. They want businesses from Ireland to succeed and grow, like, mm-hmm, that. That's a great source of comfort, like, though.
And you mentioned earlier you've been self-employed for 18 years.
Yeah.
What are your businesses? I think a lot of people would know Charge It, where you have the machines to charge phones out,
yeah,
in public.
Yeah, exactly. We probably specialise mainly in the health HSE side of things there with that at the moment. It's basically a unit there where you can put in your phone and you have a 4-digit PIN and you can leave over there and come back and charge the phone. So we've had actually in a lot of A&Es and psychiatric units throughout the country. That happened during COVID. We'd have pivoted away from it during COVID. We're mainly going to go to the hospitality industry, but I suppose, as I said, it just went flat with it, like, and we just had to pivot the business away. And we're very lucky. We've got some major contracts with the HSE throughout Ireland at the moment with it. Like, it's growing every week. Like, though, we have another staff member there who's probably driving that on and in cessation and doing sales and that, like, though, because I'm fully focusing on the tap tips I have to donate. Like, but it took us about, as I said, 3 years to develop to get that point. And as I said, we're getting weekly traction in that through the HSE at the moment. Like, though, so there seems to be, when one rings out, the next seems to ring out. So they all feed off each other, which is great. Like, though.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're very busy between the two businesses. Look, if anyone is interested in hearing more about Tap to Tip, Tap to Donate, obviously in Kerry here, it's a county with so many hospitality kind of businesses that will be interested in that kind of facility. Do you have a website? Are you on social media?
Yeah, we're on all social media. We have a website, taptotip.io and taptotip.ie. And we've an information form there, and we get straight back to people there. All the information's on there. Like, we're very lucky there. We've been very successful there. Dingle has been a great outlet for us. We've been signing lots of restaurants and cafes, and staff members are starting to see the benefit as well in early season there with the extra revenue coming in. Like that. So we're absolutely delighted with that. Like that.
Okay, well, look, Gary, it's a fantastic concept, and it's something that I'm sure will really take off. Yeah. So look, congratulations on all the success so far, and the very best of luck for the future.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mary.